My name is Dan. This is an important event.
You know, you came all the way up from New Jersey for this?
All the way up from New Jersey because this is the most important issue of the day, really, of really the last 5-6 years. I mean, the 9/11 Commission was a bourgeois commission. They didn't ask the right questions. It's important that the truth of 9/11 has to get out because 9/11 is the key to everything. Why we're at war, the Patriot Act, the wiretapping, all this stuff. It's all interrelated to this event.
Can I ask your name, where you're from?
Richard, State of Illinois, Cicero.
And why'd you come out today?
I want to know why this government won't open us up and tell the truth.
Have you done research on this, or how do you know about what's going on?
I'm a former international iron worker, and I know how that building was built, and that building didn't come down the way they're saying it did.
My name is Tanya Miller Bailey, and I'm here because I want to know what really happened that day. I'm ticked off, I'm hurt, I'm disgusted by what I'm finding out. I can't believe our government can do this to us, but they have. They've covered up something horrible that happened that day, and they're blaming it on other people. They know the truth. They're the only ones that know the truth, and I want to know what that truth is. We all deserve to know.
Your shirt says what really happened. What does your sign say?
The sign is a copy of what we call deception dollars. It looks like a dollar bill, American dollar bill. It's got 9/11 on it, and it basically asks some questions. Why did NORAD not respond? It's asking to stop the cover-up of 9/11. What happened to the World Trade Center building number 7? How did that come down? It basically asks some questions, and that's the thing. We have so many questions that have not been answered, and a lot of questions that people don't even know need to be asked. The general public doesn't even know to ask these questions because they've been fed the official story, just like I was until a few months back when I discovered, hey, what the hell's going on here with my country? What the hell did they cover up? They're not telling me the whole truth about what happened on 9/11.
Russ Gerst from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, here with my brother.
So how did you find out about it?
I listened to him.
George Norrie had Dave Van Kleist on back in August of 2003, I think. And that's where I heard about the Pentagon issue. So then I went to work the next day and researched it. And ever since then, it's just been totally a fraud.
He kind of clued us into it a little bit, about 2 years ago. And I just didn't really want to believe it until I started hearing Dr. Jones talk about it. And it's like, when he starts talking about the fact that it fell at free fall speed, all those buildings, it's like, something's not right. Start digging and where we are.
What do you do in your regular lives? Are you engineers, perhaps?
I'm a technician. I have my own businesses, and I have plenty of time to research this in my day job, and then at home I work in my garage a lot during the evening so I can watch a ton of videos and audio, and I've heard them all. Rest saw them all, so I'm well informed.
I'm an accountant, but I've also got a math background, so I mean basic calculus says that it couldn't have happened the way it happened, so that's where the science is really important to me, and then everything else just points the same direction, so.
Thanks a lot.
I don't need to know where the planes went, where the people went. I want the government to answer why there was no plane running into that Pentagon, as far as the big plane they said it was. You know, that plane is as big as it is, has to be in one of those frames, and it ain't there.
My name is Robin Magala, and I'm here because I don't believe that a world power that we are would have let its defenses down to that degree. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Where are you from?
Elgin, Illinois.
Hilarious.